This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hi, this is Nick Santamaria, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
You brought two ukuleles.
Yes, I did.
I'm honored.
We haven't rehearsed
them. Do you want to do a song?
Please.
Yes, but what?
Why with my
outside? Oh, okay. I know.
If you want to go out for a smoke, now's the time.
Alice.
Oh, yes. Well, if you remember this song, but back in the 60s, Biflin Schuster did that record for kids, and it was the shortest track on the record. I sang the lead, and Biffle just played the little
fake trumpet
little solo. Yeah, right. I don't know if this is the key or not, but how do you do, little Alice? How do you do today?
And Robert, with a reminder that the next TV Confidential will premiere next week on this station at the usual time. Our guests will include actress Colleen Foy, plus we will welcome Spike Jonze biographer Jordan Young, and we'll play part two of our conversation with David Koenig, author of Shooting Columbo. We hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, Greg Airbar is with us as we continue our tribute to Will Ryan. Will Ryan, the accomplished actor, singer, musician, songwriter, voice artist, and Renaissance man who passed away this past Friday, November 19th, at the age of 72. Early in the program, we talked about Will's music career, especially his many contributions to Walt Disney Records. We'll devote this segment to his many accomplishments as a voice artist.
You know, like I mentioned, Teddy Ruxpin and many, many other characters that for every major studio, Will worked for everyone because he was just beloved by everyone. He worked for every major studio, Hanna-Barbera, Ruby Spears, Geek, all of the studios of that era. He continued to work right up to the moment. Most recently, he was on a podcast with Katie Lee, who played Connie on Adventures in Odyssey, called Tell You Later, which Katie is still doing, Katie Lee. And that was a funny, just back and forth. They have such a chemistry together. Again, just like he had with Dave Madden. It's called Tell You Later. And he was doing that. He was doing Biflin Schuster comedies with Nick Santamaria. So he was always active. He was working on the comic books of Biflin Schuster. He was always involved with something because he knew everyone in town and everybody just adored him. And it was just a joy to know him. It's a huge, huge blow to everyone because it's like, why somebody who just brought so much joy? But, you know, maybe there was just some reason, I don't know. But the world is richer for having known him, and we're all the richer. Those who didn't know him will benefit by enjoying his work. You know, you may not know the name, but you've heard him before. You've seen the things that he's done. And if you recognize his voice, you'll recognize the other voices that he's done because he's very discernible in the work that he's done. And the warmth of what he's done comes through, even when he's not necessarily playing a nice guy, which was very rare. You could tell it was him. He's the seahorse in Little Mermaid. And even then you can tell it's Will. And the other thing he did in Little Mermaid that people don't all realize is when they were doing the read-throughs, they hadn't cast everyone. So he was doing most of the voices with Jodie Benson before they had cast everybody. So he was very involved in that. So he was a go-to guy behind the scenes in the business and just very, very beloved.
He was a go-to guy, very, very beloved, multi-talented, very, very modest. I remember a few times when he was here, we asked him to talk about himself, and he would almost immediately deflect. So that's why we're having Greg talk about Will. And even he wrote a couple of books, one of which is sort of a semi memoir. But even that, he doesn't really talk about himself. He kind of turns this into a spoof of his career. So very, very talented guy, but very, very self-effacing.
Yeah, I noticed that too, because during the interview, I kept trying to And then you did, I think I brought up Mermaid, and then you did this and did this. And he wasn't, I guess it's just, I guess the way you're raised, you just don't brag.
Yeah.
And didn't, you had to get, Corey Burton is like that. Corey Burton, both of them worked with Dawes Butler, who was also like that.
Yeah.
A great voice actor. If you ever met Corey Burton, he's the quietest, most modest, self-effacing guy. And yet Corey Burton's voice is everywhere. You know, he's like the Paul Frees of today, but is so modest about it. And you know, it just doesn't go on and on. I don't know Frank Welker, but I would assume he's that way too, because he doesn't do interviews. I just don't think he wants to just talk about himself. There are some people who don't like talking about themselves, and you know, what am I going to say? So Will likes to talk about other people. He loves, I would meet him for lunch and we would talk through dinner and then order dinner because there was so much to talk about. He knew a little bit about everything, and he knew all these different people and had so many stories about the various people that he knew, but he would talk about them and the things that they did or the films or the shows, and one thing would lead to another. But like I said, it was never a, you know who I know kind of thing. There's plenty of that kind of conversation right. around, and you, but he didn't do that. He talked about them with such admiration and about the works that they did. And so it was hard to, the only kind of people he didn't like, and there weren't many, were people he felt were unjust. He was very active. He was politically active. He was a union guy. He was very outspoken if somebody wasn't being treated fairly. So those are the only kind of people he wasn't crazy over. He was a people person, and he cared about people. He really was one in a million. It's not a world of people who play nice, sadly. And he was just nice. And he did good things, and that stuff's all out there for us to enjoy. Now, he also was Will Ryan and the Cactus County Cowboys mm-hmm. and the Saguaro Sisters. They perform on some of the Biffle and Chu films. He wrote, I would say, about six albums, including a Christmas album.
Yes, and I believe you and I saw them, saw Will Ryan and the Cactus Cowboys once in Altadena. There's a little place that Will performed at, I think it was called the Coffee House in Altadena. As Will would say, Altadena means that's above Dina. So, and of course, the last couple of years, he and Nick Santa Maria performed a few times live at the Coffee House as Biffle and Schuster. If you're on Facebook, Nick Santa Maria wrote a wonderful tribute to Will about a day or so after he passed. And in this day and age, you have to say this, it's about a 10-minute read, but it's worth it because mm-hmm. it touches on many of the things that Greg has been discussing, but it also gives you a glimpse into Nick and Will's relationship off camera. Because in many ways, Nick and Will are two, were cut from the same cloth in that they also have a lot of interests about the industry. And that's one of the reasons why the two of them clicked as friends and were friends as long as they were long before they started doing Biffle and Schuster.
Yes. And and Sarah Ballantyne, we should also mention, she was in the shows. And Will and Nick would make a point of introducing the musicians and telling us their histories because they were fascinating.
He was either their bass player or maybe he played a horn, but he was the son of Zazu Pitts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It would say it would explain the history of Zazu. It's a combination of two names, Susan and I forgot what the za was, but it's Zazu.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of thing he would tell you. He would explain what a word origin was or what somebody's was. You know, that's what he would do. Nick has a wonderful, first of all, Nick's a wonderful guy too. And he's immensely talented. And we mentioned this before, he was the first actor to play the genie that wasn't animated, you know, after Robin Williams. and Dan Castellaneta. He was the first non-animated genie. He was at Disney California Adventure, and it was a tough show to get into. I remember you had to wait in a very long line. If you were lucky, you got in. And he was a blast as a genie, as the genie. And he also gave lines to other cast members. I remember he must have given this line to the actor playing Jafar, because there was something about, who is this Prince Abu Baba Wawa? And it just sounds like a Nick line. And I burst out laughing because I just thought it was funny. Nick has a wonderful page on Facebook, and sometimes he speaks from the heart and sometimes he speaks from the funny bone.
Yeah.
And it's filled with jokes. And Nick is a lover of what I call the highest form of humor. Thank you very much. The pun.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a pun done well is a hysterically funny joke. And I think perhaps even Shakespeare did puns. And, you know, I think that, you know, anybody who says, I don't like puns, you know, you try to find a place where they're not used. You know, I mean, they're used clumsily and poorly, but Nick is a master of the pun. And
one of the reasons why he and Will Ryan clicked so well together is that their minds were always going like about 90 miles an hour. They're just rapid fast. It was boom, 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 boom. And you can see that. You can certainly see that in The Misadventures of Biffle and Schuster, because even though the basic premise of all those shorts are scripted, Mike Schlesinger gave Will and Nick a lot of room to improvise.
Yeah, Mike learned early that you let them go and let the camera don't necessarily call cut, let them go, because they'll keep going. Also, like Robin Williams, especially with Nick, keep your camera on him because he's going to move around. And the DVD of Biffle and Schuster is very inexpensive and highly recommended. You can get The Adventures of Biffle and Schuster on a lot of streaming services. And that is a combination of several of their shorts put together with bridging sequences. But it's best to get the DVD because it's loaded with extras, you know, like phony interviews they did where the film looks like it was made in 62 or, you know, on local television. And then there is just so much of the outtakes that they shot where, you know, like, and it's a frame up. They just have one line after another and he picked the one that's in the film, but then there's like 30 more or more that they came up with, and they're just as funny. I don't know how he picked the one he picked, because they're all funny.
Yeah.
So really, if you want to laugh in this era of, and the film, this is what makes me crazy. As I said to Mike, why, where's those little Julius Caesar things on the box that says winner of the, you know, the Frankie Doolittle Award and winner of this. He says, for some reason, the festivals want to give awards to very depressing films because they're, quote, important, you know? And comedies are not, you know, considered, you know, if they're not, so he said, they're not considered important enough. And they've run these things at festivals. And yet when people come out of a lot of the screenings, they think these were real films made in the 30s and 40s because they're so spot on. I mean, they're so well done. And so these films should be seen by more people, and they're from our friends at Kino Lorber. And so Kino Lorber is a company that releases films of some import, you know, some very high art type films. So they're no slouch. It's pretty impressive.
Yes,
Biffle and Schuster.
Kino Lorber, or as Will would say, above Lorber.
You know, I got to also mention, that was, if you guys go back into the archives and hear, those listening here, you would be listening because you're hearing us. Those who aren't listening wouldn't hear us. All those absent, please raise your right hand. I love that line. If you go back to the archives and you haven't heard the shows we did, you will hear Ed laughing so much, and it was his birthday. And you know, Ed said this was like the best birthday present.
It was they had no idea that it was my birthday. It was just, it was the way the calendar came up. That was the day that everyone was available. And
We recorded like something like three or four shows that day that we aired in the course of the year. But it was like, it was, I laughed nonstop for, we recorded for about 3 hours and I laughed nonstop. It was, I still remember that. It's one of the best memories of doing this show.
Me too. And now, you know, now it's a memory that we have to really cherish, you know, and Nick really does too. He said very nice things too, that he does, and it's preserved and we have it, and thank goodness, because you know it's the Biffle and Schuster radio show that you couldn't see them do live, because they did do a radio show live.
Yes.
And so you've got that, and you've got the films to enjoy. Very, very highly recommend.
You can read Greg Arabar twice a month, cartoonresearch.com, gregarabar.com. Greg, we will see you again soon.
Thanks, Ed.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables Fruit Snacks. Have fun. Eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi, this is Harry Shearer, and you are listening to TV Confidential, a radio show about television.
Ed Robertson with enough time to tell you that you can celebrate the diamond anniversary of game shows this holiday season, not to mention the 55th anniversary of the premiere Hollywood Squares, with five star-studded performances of Hollywood Museum Squares, now available for streaming on demand through StellarTickets.com, featuring nearly 50 stars from the world of television, including former Hollywood Squares hosts Peter Marshall, John Davidson, and Tom Bergeron, as well as former Squares panelists Rich Little and Gilbert Gottfried, and one-time Hollywood Squares writer and regular panelist Bruce Valanche. Hollywood Museum Squares is a great viewing suggestion for families, friends, and game show fans as they gather together for the holidays. Individual episodes of Hollywood Museum Squares are available for $10 through StellarTickets.com, or you can purchase all five episodes as a bundle at a special holiday season price of just $30. Proceeds from sales of Hollywood Museum Squares support the efforts of our friends at the Hollywood Museum. Go to StellarTickets.com for more information. The special $30 bundle for all five episodes of Hollywood Museum Squares is valid through Christmas Day, December 25th, 2021. Also a reminder that Born, Giving Birth to a New You by Dee Wallace, and Bubbalopaloo and the I Love Me's, The Most Powerful Little Bear on the Planet, also by Dee Wallace, is available through Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, wherever books are sold online, as well as IamDeeWallace.com. Follow Dee Wallace on Twitter, Instagram, as well as Facebook.com/DeeWallaceOfficialFB. Also a reminder that Shooting Columbo, The Lives and Deaths of TV's Rumpel Detective by David Koenig is available through BonaventurePress.com as well as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, where the books are sold online. That'll do it for our program this week, folks. Ed Robertson, back for Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grice, and Greg Arabar. Thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at
TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.